for all my women out there, I just want you to know that you are a boss. Women have to be at the table for technology and innovation. And if not, we'll simply create our own. Don't feel like you shouldn't be a part of the tech space just because there aren't many women in the room. That's exactly why we need you to be there. Girl, don't forget to rep your set in these tech spaces, aka rep your culture. You are the face of technology and the face of the future. Hey guys, welcome back to episode 11 of the Women in Tech podcast with your favorite host, me, Ariana. For those of you, it's your first time tuning into this podcast. Thank you for clicking and listening to the Women in Tech podcast with Ariana, where we talk about the latest news in technology, hear stories from guests and founders from all around the world. We are a global podcast. We're in 8 countries now, from Denmark to Italy, of course here in the United States, the UK, Germany, and a couple others that I can't remember right now. But thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. Our goal is to empower and educate women about what's going on in the tech industry so we can be exposed to an industry that literally controls the future. It's important as women that if we want our voices and our cultures that we represent to be heard, that we have a seat at the table. And one of those tables is technology. The power to build, create, and collaborate with each other, you know, to create these tech solutions that solves world problems for generations, right? Or even in our current one, all of that is important. And it's important that as women, we're, you know, able to be at this table and give our perspective so we can build technology that solves our problems, right? Like, we can't just depend on men all the time to solve the problems that we understand, because we're women, and who else knows how to solve a woman's problem but a woman? You know, one of my favorite things about this podcast, outside of the fact that it's my podcast, there's so many podcasts where it's inspirational and motivational and encouraging, but, you know, additional to those things and educating you on news, we want to make sure that our listeners have tangible resources that can help propel you in the right direction. So whether it's your business or startup, you know, resources to help you learn a new programming languages, maybe a job opportunity, you know, you're in the corporate world and you're looking to switch, or maybe you're not in the corporate world and you're looking for an opportunity. You know, we're going to talk about conferences that we think you should attend. You know, and of course, talk about fundraising, right? So maybe you need dollars to help run your idea. And so we're going to talk about pitch competitions, you know, VC firms, angels can even come on the show and talk about their funds and how, you know, you can have access to capital to help, you know, propel your ideas. So yeah, we just want to make sure that those resources are available to us, because at the end of the day, encouragement and motivation is awesome, but you need dollars, you need access to people and resources to actually push whatever it is in your dreams and your visions forward. In our last episode, we talked about South by Southwest. That was the last opportunity we talked about. That's a conference that happens every year in Austin, Texas. But I have a super quick fact for you that was just super eye-opening to me. So according to Entrepreneur.com, in 2018, out of $85 billion in VC funding, so that's venture capital funding, this is a fund, for those of you know, that means VC funding is essentially a fund that's run by a series of people, and, you know, they get to allocate those dollars to businesses and startups and ideas that they deem necessary. And so in 2018, out of $85 billion in VC funding, only 2.2% went to female founders, which is like ridiculous, right? Because it's not like we're not starting businesses and that we're not out here. And then of course, you know, if women are only getting 2.2%, that, you know, the number for women of color is even less, right? Because there's this intersectionality of barriers that happens, you know, if you're a woman, and even more so if you're a woman of color. So the percentage for women of color last year was 1%. Our goal is to just make sure that, again, like, our listeners are aware and available of the resources that can help make them better. So yeah. Thank you for tuning in today, guys. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on the app or website that you're currently using to tune in right now. We're available on 11 streaming platforms. So whatever platform you use, I'm pretty sure you can find us on there. And make sure you share this with a friend. You know, I just want to say shout out to all of our listeners who consistently listen to this show. We couldn't do this without your support, and we're super grateful for you guys. And if you want to be on the show, or you have someone that you'd be interested in inviting to be on the show, please, like, shoot me an email at ariana@wallwaytech.com. Yeah, shoot me an email if you're interested. I love to hear suggestions from you guys as well. And make sure you follow me on social media, all that good jazz, ask questions, leave a comment, like, share, all that good stuff. I'll have my contact information with a link to it immediately below, and you can click that and you can reach out to me. So again, thank you to all of our listeners. We could not do this without you, and I love you guys so much. Individually, like, I genuinely, like, love you. Like, for real. All right, guys. So today's episode is all about opportunity of the week. And this week's opportunity is Afrotech 2019. So this groundbreaking, revolutionary experience is for Black techies, startups, and entrepreneurs to get together and talk about technology and what they're doing and to network and to find opportunities. So more than 5,000 people attend Afrotech every single year. And I think this is like definitely less than like 10 years that Afrotech has been around. I think that it launched in like maybe 3-4 years ago. And the way that this they've grown is just insane. But yeah, more than 5,000 founders, techies, entrepreneurs, engineers come from all over the world for this conference. This year, it'll be held in the sunny city of Oakland, California, November 7th through the 10th. But the main 2 days of the conference are November 8th and the 9th. And those are the official dates. But before I go into details about the conference, I have to say that Afrotech is run by Blavity Incorporated. And so if you don't know what Blavity is or who Blavity is, you need to know. It's one of the most important, I think, digital media companies that we have right now. So Blavity is a media company based in LA. They focus on creating media for Black millennials. And, you know, they have a mission to support like African millennials from all across the diaspora. And so Blavity essentially is like a holding company that owns other brands. So if you think of like Procter & Gamble, right, and how they own like Colgate and literally half the store and like tissue and, you know, all kinds of stuff. That's kind of like what Blavity is, but for other brands. So other brands that Blavity owns is Travel Noir, Afrotech, Summit 21, 2190, Shadow and Act, Blavity Politics, and so many other things. And follow them on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff. It's just at Blavity, which is B-L-A-V-I-T-Y. But the company, I feel like I have a personal connection to this company because I follow their CEO, Morgan Debon, on Instagram, and she's like this phenomenal Black woman. She was named one of the most influential women in Silicon Valley, actually. She's raised more than $6.5 million for Blavity, and I'm sure she's on her way to raising more. So make sure you follow Blavity, subscribe to their stuff. They send some really good information out about, you know, what's going on in the Black millennial community. Even if you're not a Black millennial, like, totally still follow and engage with their content because they produce some really dope, awesome stuff. Back to Afrotech. So you must be 18 years old to attend. It's a two-day conference in Oakland, California with off-site events and stuff happening, like, you know, parties and networking and all that good jazz. But again, the actual conference dates are November 8th and the 9th of this year. There'll be a lot of good opportunities for you guys. There'll be like a career fair like opportunity to network with employers and stuff. They're really big on that, sharing resources and making sure that, you know, people have access to just opportunity, especially focused on the Black millennial perspective. But there are general admission tickets, corporate tickets, platinum admission, student tickets available for them. I will have a link to this opportunity immediately below. You can just click the link and, you know, you can purchase tickets and stuff there. But they do have different levels. So if you're a student and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't afford this ticket or whatever, they do have different options for you. So Afrotech, so they did their very first Afrotech Detroit, or I think it was their second one, last year. And I had a blast because, again, guys, I'm based in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But I couldn't go to California last year, and I really wanted to. But luckily, last year, they did it. I'm pretty sure it was actually the first time. And it was a really amazing experience. It wasn't full-blown out like they do in L.A., right, it's because they have, you know, more time. This was more of like a one-day thing, but it was such a good experience. You know, they had all kind of companies there. They had Melissa Butler. She's the founder of The Lip Bar. She's based in Detroit. She is the African-American woman who she did Shark Tank, and one of the judges, the idea was like this bright color, different color, like type lipstick. And I think one of the judges called her like a roach or something like that, her and her business partner at the time. And now she's like raised, I think, hundreds of millions of dollars now is what her company is worth. But they had people like her there, Marlon Nichols, who's over Cross Culture Ventures, you know, all different types of companies. Backstage Capital even was there and represented. And it was just this great experience. And so that was just like their mini version of Afrotech in Detroit. Like they did a pop-up thing and they wanted to do a test to see how it will go. And I actually don't know if they're going to be doing that this year. I haven't heard anything. I would probably assume not. But yeah, it was such a good experience. It reminded me, so I went to a historically black college. For those of you who don't know what that means, it's basically colleges and universities across the nation that were historically only for African-American students, or students of all students of color, technically, you know, during times in the unfortunate history of America where, you know, black people couldn't go to white schools. And so I went to Tuskegee University, and one big thing about Tuskegee, which is an HBCU, is homecoming. And so in that homecoming experience, right, during the football game and all that type of stuff that happens during the week, but it's like a really, really big deal for HBCUs. And when I went to Afrotech Detroit, it felt like I was going to homecoming, but the focus was on technology. And so that's just the, you know, the vibe, the dopeness, just to kind of give you a feel of how I felt. But that, and if it felt like that in Detroit, like imagine how much more it feels in California, where, you know, the company is actually based and, you know, there are a lot of techies and stuff that are out there. So that's just to give you guys a heads up. I think you should really, if you can, please go to this conference. And again, you don't have to be like black to attend. Like if you just want to go and be around a bunch of people of color who are doing some dope stuff, or maybe you are looking to recruit some, you know, make your company more diverse, or your startup and you're looking for a CTO, chief technology officer, a CMO, or you're looking for resources, you should totally go. Again, it's November 7th through the 10th. And quick tidbit, guys, even if you're not in technology, like say you're like, I have no idea what even, like how to even spell the word technology, still go. So like if you're in business or marketing or digital media, all companies, all startups, all of these people, we need other people who don't know how to do technology, who can do what we can't do, right? So I'm a developer, but I should not be producing my podcast by myself. That's why I got C3 Talk to Me, okay, helping me, right? So if you are someone who's a creative in general, or maybe you're an artist, like show up, go. You never know who you could communicate with and how that can help your business. Or maybe, you know, you're not in business, but you just want to be around some dope people who are doing something that you just want to learn about, right? And maybe you don't know much about technology. I think Afrotech would be a great experience there for you to go. So yeah, guys, so I have the link to Afrotech information immediately below. Just click it and you can apply or get your tickets there November 7th through the 10th this year, 2019. I will not be there. I really wanted to go this year, but I'm pretty sure I'm in Florida that week. Yeah, I don't think I get back to Grand Rapids until like the 8th or something like that. And then Tuskegee's homecoming is on the 9th, and I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to go or not. So yeah, so I won't be at Afrotech this year, which is fine. But I think you guys should totally go. Share this with friends. Get a couple of you and totally go to Afrotech. Follow them on Instagram. So they have like Instagram, Facebook, all that. Make sure you definitely follow Morgan DeBon on Instagram. She's super inspirational. I mean, she's the co-founder of Blavity, current CEO, but she also has like her own personal brands and like sis is just popping. Like, so make sure you just follow them. I'll have information to Morgan, Blavity, Afrotech, all that good stuff in media below. Just click the link. And again, guys, thank you for tuning in today and clicking on this episode of the Women in Tech podcast with Ariana. If you want to be a special guest on the show, shoot me an email at ariana@wallwaytech.com. I'll also have a direct link to my contact information. So just feel free to shoot me a DM, Instagram message, email, all that good stuff. And don't forget to subscribe and share the episode of this podcast. Again, this is Ariana signing out. Thank you so much for tuning in.